This is a 4-7's Network podcast.
4-7's.com.
Two babies.
Two babies.
All the people in the house who like episode 13 say, oh.
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 Oh, that was sad.
That was really
I bet
bad.
You're much better of a rapper than that.
No.
And I still call them rappers. I'm old school.
You are old school. So, you're listening to Two Boobs and a Baby episode 13 with Heather.
You're Heather?
And what?
Well, are you trying to take my identity?
No.
I'm Heather.
I'm filling in for you tonight.
Okay.
Wait, why don't we do that? I'll be you.
No, because you'll make fun of me.
How can I make fun of myself?
Okay. I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay,
especially, so you know, since I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, this is,
So it's episode 13. This is Two Boobs and a Baby. Heather. Delaney.
And I'm Dave.
Delaney. And, yeah, here we go.
And here we go, yo.
Yo,
so what's,
yo.
So what's the scenario? Okay, anyway, I guess we should start the show, start the old little podcast here to say thank you to everybody for your kind words.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much
your
for all your
congratulations.
Congratulatory messages.
Heather's getting bigger.
Thank you.
Same with me.
That right there is what every pregnant girl wants to hear. My, you're getting bigger.
And you're getting better.
Bigger and better.
And bitter. Anyway.
You know what, though? I don't...
Go
with
on.
The first pregnancy, like, I was so careful about everything I ate. And, you know, so good. And this one, I'm like, bring on the junk food.
Right.
I'm going to be as big as a freaking house.
You are.
But I went to the doctor and I only gained 3.5 pounds the first 15 weeks. So that's good.
Has it been 15 weeks already?
Uh-huh. You don't even care about an unborn child.
You don't even know how to say unborn child. Unborn child. Say it again.
Unborn child.
Not bad.
Okay.
So it was my, it was somebody's birthday on the weekend.
Well, I think you just gave it away.
Oh.
Dave was birthday boy this weekend.
I was on Sunday. It was very exciting. They had a parade for me in Toronto on Queen Street in the beaches.
If you want to believe that.
Or is it the beach? What was the outcome of that?
The outcome was the beach.
It was?
Yeah.
There was, for those of you who don't know, in the beaches in Toronto or the beach or whatever, there was a heated debate over and an official vote, but we never got to vote. So I guess, whatever.
Who cares?
Like I care anyway.
You know what? Over if they're going to call it the beach or beaches.
Now,
this really gets my goat. You want to know why?
Why?
There was such,
get
like,
it off your chest, sister.
There was... All right, amen. Here
bring
we go.
On, bring it on.
But there was just... Like, there was so many flyers about and people wearing sweatshirts and bumper stickers and all this stuff. Like, really getting into this crazy cause. Yeah, you've seen all the bumper stickers. And all that. It's like... Surely there's something else that you can put your efforts and your attention into besides if they're going to call it the beach or the beaches.
I know.
World hunger. That might be one.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Making me hungry.
All right.
We're
kind of all over the place right now.
We are all over the place.
Okay, so it was Dave's birthday.
It was my birthday on Sunday. Easter
Sunday. Which was also Easter Sunday, so therefore Dave thinks that everyone dressed up in Easter bunny ears and celebrated his birthday.
So we had a little do on Sunday, had a couple buddies over, Simon and Sharon and my brother Mike.
Yeah, and then your mom and Bob and your brother also came over that morning.
That's right, we all went out for brunch.
Brunch. We had a good day.
We had a good day. It was a good day. It was sunny and warm. Not overly warm, but it was pretty good.
It's
now gotten cold again.
We can't complain, though. Last week was amazing, so I'm not complaining.
What?
Look at
me,
Miss Optimistic.
Wait. Huh? You're not complaining?
No, not going to complain.
That's
I had a week
like
of
you.
Sun and enjoyable days.
Was that enough for the season?
No, that better not be season.
I'm going to have to bring that plant in because of the frost.
What are you talking about?
We have a plant.
We have one plant. Well, we have a had plant. One plant.
We've had him for a long time. He's a
trooper. We have had many plants, but this one is the one that has survived out of all of them. Yeah. He is a trooper. I'd say we've had him for like 2 years. At least. Don't water him.
Not enough.
We never talk to him.
Yeah.
And he's just like the little plant that could.
Yeah.
I will survive.
But he's sort of outgrown his pot, and we didn't have another bigger pot, so I put him outside in a bigger pot that we had outside. And because it was a really nice day, and I thought, oh, he's going to love this. And I was very excited for him. I got new soil. And
so basically, you put him out to his death.
I think so. In fact, I'm going to bring him in tonight.
You're not bringing that big, huge, nasty pot in.
I'm going to bring it in. He'll die after all that.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. The one time that I give in.
Yeah.
And it's recorded.
Yes. Ha ha!
I'll let you feel like you won this time.
Yes.
So Dave was the birthday boy. He was, can I say how old you were?
No.
No?
No.
Why be so vain?
Because.
What? You're a man. You shouldn't care about stuff like that.
I really don't care. Go ahead and say. Mama! Go on.
Say it. He was.
Mama! Say it.
34. Okay, stop.
All right.
34.
Oh, I think they caught it.
34. So, you're getting to be old.
I'm an old man. I already have a couple gray hairs now, too.
On your chest. Not in your head.
No.
Just on your chest. You've
old
got that
man
one,
Blaney.
You've got that one patch of weird gray hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Is that too much information for our listeners?
I don't know. Let us know. Tell us if that's too much information. Hey, and I got myself a present because I got a little thing at work and blah, blah, blah. It was a coupon kind of thing. And I got a really cool speaker that's a USB speaker, or Bluetooth speaker, rather. So it's very cool because I've been wanting something, because I've been having to pull wire into the backyard when we sit outside listening to tunes. So now I can plug in iTunes and listen to my music outside, or the podcasts that we listen to, and listen to them outside. In fact, I was just listening to Z and Z last night to Ross and Karen when I was barbecuing, or that's grilling right. out, as the Southerners call it.
That's right. Dave and all of his little gadgets. You're a gadget guy.
Well, the gadgets are needed.
Yeah. We've got so many.
We couldn't podcast without
different
gadgets.
Ways of listening to music. It's unbelievable, and it's so funny to hear you justify each time that you want to get something else. But Heather, and things to keep music on as well.
Well, you know what? I'm really kind of thinking. I've been thinking lately about starting to buy CDs again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
You're not allowed. I mean, we have put so much money into all these things, but Heather, it will hold 8 billion songs. And then I need this other one because the 8 billion might die. They might die, and then all 8 billion are done.
Yeah.
See,
well,
I
that could
know.
Happen.
You can tell I halfway listen to whenever you
well, see,
play.
Now, the reason why I'm thinking CDs again is because for my birthday, I bought myself a ticket to go see Super Suckers. Very, very cool band. Anyways, very like, well, they're good. They're really good. But anyways, I was at the show, and I knew some songs off by heart and what albums they were from. And then a lot of the newer stuff, I knew the songs, but I had no idea what albums they were off of or what context. I used to associate albums with music, or the CDs, or albums, whatever. But now I don't so much.
Well, that's just a sad thing, Dave.
Yeah. Anyways, so
music
this is
dead.
Yes.
I'm totally changing the subject on you, because I'm.
Are
not
we
going
to talk about our son Sam?
Well, I'm not interested in what you're talking about, so I'm going to change the subject.
Do it, man.
Went to the doctor this past week, and I have a due date.
Yes.
It's October
13th. We have a due date. Because I'm going to have to do all the pushing.
That is true. Okay.
Shut up, Dave.
It's October 13th is when baby number 2 is coming.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a little less than 2 weeks before
Sam is 1.
Sam's first birthday.
Yeah.
So we'll be just out of the hospital, home a couple of days, and then it's
birthday party.
Throw a birthday party. Oh man, that's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what have
what
we
else?
done?
Well, one problem that we're running into is what one great thing is in Canada, you know, you get a year's maternity leave at 60% of your income, which is outstanding. It's fabulous.
If your income was decent.
Yeah. If you weren't a teacher. But
yeah.
Anyways, and so but the thing is that you have to work for 600 hours before you can have it. So obviously I'm on maternity leave this year, and my maternity leave will just end as soon as this new baby is born. And
you have to work.
Yeah,
as you said.
So
you
I can't
to,
get
so
maternity
basically,
leave.
Basically, you have to work 600 hours between bankable, insurable hours.
Yeah. So I can't get maternity
babies.
Leave for next year.
Right.
Which kind of sucks. So we'll just be poor.
We're going to be piss poor.
Piss poor.
I believe. We're
yeah.
really going to be poor. Because it's going to be pretty crazy.
But that's okay. You know what? Like, you make sacrifices. And so what we've done.
Oh, yeah, right.
What we have. We have cut down on our cable.
What else did we do? We changed. Oh, we got rid of our cell phones.
Yeah, we got rid of our cell phones. We are looking into changing our
phone. Our landline. Because. Yeah, we're thinking about changing services.
So, yeah, you just make sacrifices. I mean, we won't be going out to restaurants as much or anything like that. So, I think we'll be okay. Dave and I were talking about this. As, you know how we got Sam an Exosaucer? And he loves it. He's so busy, and he just loves it.
He loves playing with it.
He's
nuts in it. It's hilarious.
But one thing we've observed is it has become like the poopa saucer.
It's making him poop.
Every time he's in that thing, he starts pushing. And like,
you don't realize that. I thought he was just like playing, but then you see like he's like, and he's really working on it.
Yeah.
And,
so I mean, if your baby's constipated or anything like that, get him an Exosaucer. I mean,
yeah.
It's like surefire way to get the kid to poo.
Yeah.
Is
it's
put him
amazing.
In the Exosaucer.
Because he pooped twice today. You said.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
It's too bad I missed that.
Too bad. Actually, you knew that he pooed this morning.
I did not know.
Yes, you
I,
did.
No, you said no. I didn't know, honestly. I even smelled. I didn't get too close, but I smelled, and I didn't smell him.
Okay. Dave left for work, but before I said, I think he just pooped, and I said, can you check him? And you went and you smelled, and you said, no, he didn't. And then you left. I walked over to him, and he smelled like poo. And I was like, yep, he didn't want to check his. He didn't want to change his diaper, so.
Maybe he was mid-poo or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But also, another thing he's learned to do in this Exosaucer is he's ramming himself inside of it. Like,
it's funny. Like he's
he's going back
he's bouncing
and forth.
Back and
like
forth.
Rocking the thing really hard.
Our boy rocks. I knew he would.
It's kind of scary, though. Like, I'm afraid he's going to tip it over. I know he can't tip it over, but.
Well, you never know.
Like, he is
it.
Rocking out.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
He's a little rocker, man. That's what I'm saying. What happened to my voice there?
Rocker. He's a rocker.
You like fries with that?
Yeah. I've also, I think I mentioned it, we mentioned it on another podcast, but I signed Sam up for Gymboree.
For
the
YMCA. Not Jamboree. We'd originally thought it was Jamboree, and we thought he was going to start a jug band with some bears.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was no
but
jug
he's
band.
Not. No.
But there is music.
There is music. This is through the YMCA. And, I mean, it's kind of gay, but because you're sitting and you're singing all these songs and
so happy gay.
Happy gay, yeah.
Okay.
And, but,
I thought you meant like Brokeback gay.
No.
Okay.
But, and so, I don't know, it seems kind of silly and stuff, but then you look down, like, Sam is having a blast.
I'm dying. I want to go to one of those classes. You said there was one dad there last
Yeah, there was one dad there. He didn't want to be there, but his wife made him come.
I want to go. I do want to go.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, these kids are having so much fun, and Sam was just laughing.
How many kids are there?
Around 10, 12.
Oh, so it's not very big.
No, it's not big at all.
All right.
And, but they make you get up and do these things in a circle, and you're lifting and all this with, you know, your baby. And it's like, Prego's over here. I'm like winded, out of breath.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be lifting heavy things.
No, it's fine. It's just like, okay, I'm, A, very out of shape, And
you're
B,
not out of shape, you're just...
Well...
Your shape is rounder.
My shape is rounder, yes. Yeah. But yeah, and then being pregnant, I'm like, oh my Lord, can we sit down now?
Take a breather.
Yeah, and Sam is not the lightest child in the world either, so...
No, he was... Yeah, he's a big boy.
But it's funny, he's like knocked out cold afterwards.
He's been sleeping hard.
Yeah, we've done it 2 times now, and it's like as soon as we leave on the walk back, he is dead to the world, like just out cold. So it's really good.
He's been sleeping hard too, because tonight when I got home, because he's usually up when I get home around whatever 5 or so. Yeah, he was out for like 2 hours. In fact, I had to go wake him up, which was difficult to say the least. But anyway.
But so, if you're looking for things to do, the YMCA is amazing, and I'm sure it's the same in the States. Like, they have something starting from, I think, 3 months. They have, like, a 3 to 6 month program, 6 to 9, and it goes on up to 2 or 3 years. So, it's really good, and usually it incorporates, like, movement and music, and they're not expensive. This was $75 or $70, and it's for 10 weeks, so you definitely get your money's worth. So, it's really good.
And it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yes, it is.
Wow, that joke just crashed and burned.
No, it was funny. It was funny, yeah.
So you kids out there who haven't done the survey yet, if you go to our site, or if you go to openyourears.ca, you're entered anyways into winning an iPod Nano. And there's only, a week left?
Yeah, it's to the end of April, so...
Yeah. Yeah, to the end of April anyway. So hurry up and get on there. It's free and there's no strings attached. They're not trying to...
And the survey's not long. What, it's like...
Yeah, it's not long.
How many questions?
Maybe like 6 or 7 or something.
Or ten at the most.
Wow. 10 at the most anyways. But yeah, it's not hard. So. Oh!
What?
We have some new forum members.
Oh!
And for those of you who haven't been to our site yet, you can now go to twoboobsandababy.com. Spell
it. We're getting classy.
We're classy, classy up in here. Spell it, twoboobsandababy.com. T-W-O, blah, blah, blah. Don't go to two, because I think you'll get somewhere else you probably don't want to be.
Or
you may want to. You sick, but no. So our new members, and we have a forum where you can go on and post messages to each other and to us, and we will post right back when we can, and lots of good stuff there. The first person, I can't pronounce your name. It's like Livrakovac.
It starts Zivrakovac.
Zivrakovac. The Z's probably silent, or Z.
Livrakovac.
Livrakovac. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Chef JLL.
I can't read your handwriting.
Lufino and Adele are some of the new members, and welcome to the
forum. Welcome.
And then we have new members on our Frapper map, and if you're on the site, twoboobsandbaby.com, definitely hit the Frapper map. Tell us where you are in the world. We're trying to achieve world domination through the map.
Yeah, so Tom from Windsor, Ontario.
Tom and Shane, actually, from Squeezebox, which is a super cool podcast if you haven't heard it already. And if you don't listen to it, Karen from Z&Z will kick you in the balls.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that's delightful.
Well, you know, it could happen.
It could.
Yeah. And that's sore, I'll tell you.
And Julia from Toronto. Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor. And Casey from Casilla, Florida. And I think her name is suspiciously close to the name of the city she's from.
I think that's probably Cassie.
Cassie?
Yeah. I don't think people are... I think Casey might be more of a boy's name, and Casey is C-A-S-E-Y.
Like Casey has struck out?
Like Casey and the Bandits.
Casey and the Bandits? What the hell is Casey and the Bandits?
What's it called? Casey and the something.
Katrina and the Waves?
What? Keep going.
What are you thinking about?
I have no idea.
Smokey and the Bandit? You're thinking of...
There's something. Casey. Casey something.
Casey...
Look, I'm going on very little sleep. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too. Casey.
And then Saffron Ace.
Oh, the Casey Sunshine Band? Casey. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Saffron Ace from Petersburg.
Peterborough. UK, though, not Peterborough, Ontario. Peterborough, England.
Wow.
Ooh. Say hello to you.
Hello.
Hello, let's have a cup of tea for Saffron Ace. Blimey.
Water. That's the only word I can say in British.
And my mother's in British. My mother's British.
Water.
My mum's from England.
That's great.
Yes.
And what else? Come on.
Yeah.
I can't read your writing, so this is all you.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention was that I've set up the voicemail now. So we have an Odeo now, and if you don't know what Odeo is, just go to our website, twoboobsandababy.com, and you can now, instead of calling, I mean, if you want to call our voice line, you certainly can do that at 206-203-2605, and you can leave us a comment, and we may add it to the show. But you can also leave a voicemail.
We actually have one that we're adding tonight, right?
Yeah, yeah, at the end of the show, we have one at the end of the show, which will be very cool. But our first, yeah, the Odeo, basically, you click the button, and you can record with your microphone a message for us over your computer, so you don't actually have to pay long distance, you don't actually even have to pick up the phone. So it's free now, people, so...
leave us a message.
Yeah, leave us a message, man. Say congratulations, or say hello, or give us a new name for our show, because...
Yeah, we've had a lot of suggestions, eh?
Yeah, we have. For those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, Two Boobs and a Baby, the name of our show, is a little weird now because we're having, obviously, a second baby. So, some of the names...
We could keep it, though.
Yeah, we might keep it. In fact, what I think I'm going to do is collect names from everybody, maybe by the end of April as well, and then at the beginning of May, I'll add a vote... So everybody can vote on the site.
Rock the vote.
Yeah, or do that as well. isn't it Rock the Vote? That's MTV, right? That's in the States.
Yeah.
A lot of good that does. Nobody votes in the States.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, not like they come pouring out in Canada either.
That's true.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, there's always Canadian Idol.
Wah, wah, wah.
Go, say something else. Okay, that got weird. Anyways, so some of the names that people have suggested. And our audio comment, by the way, is some great names as well. And Heather is appearing to fall asleep on the couch right now because obviously...
You ramble. Come on with it.
Blah, blah, blah. Two Boobs and Their Babies by McDaddy. Two Boobs and the Babies by Gina Fish. And she's still reigning champion of our forum. Two Boobs, a Baby, and More, Chef JLL. Two Boobs, a Baby, and a Bump by Zerlivrook. Tell us how you say your name, please.
I like that. I like two Boobs, a Baby, and a Bump, but then
I do
we
like
have
that
to
too.
Change it once the bump's gone.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Keep going.
But I do like that name, actually.
I like it too.
Some original ones that we came up with were Two Boobs and Babies. Two Boobs and Two Babies, Two Boobs and Two Boobs and Baby and A Baby Squared, with a little two over the baby.
Yeah, but remember I said mathematically that wouldn't work.
Because that would be four babies.
Oh.
We covered this last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Anyways, how does that work? So it'd be none, right?
And no, it'd just still be one baby.
But if the baby's okay, we did cover this. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I remember
keep
talking
going,
about
keep
it.
Keep going.
But I'm stupid. And then Two Boobs and a Baby Plus.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a good one, too. And then we've got some new ones from from Tom at the Shane and Tom Squeeze Box. And his are on the audio comment at the end of the show. So stay tuned for his.
Stay tuned. And one more reminder, we've talked about it a couple of times, but Podcasters Across Borders, again, it's June 23rd. 3rd and 4th. And
24th. Not 23rd and 4th. That's just going to confuse everyone.
Anyways, their website is?
Two Boobs. No, it's not. It's podcastersacrossborders.com.
.com. Okay.
And that's going to be awesome. That's in Kingston. And they've Bob and Mark have landed some really, really good speakers. So I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yep. So. And we're going. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really good.
All right. Well, we're saying goodnight.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to do a couple more shout-outs.
Okay.
Well, we very seldom talk about a lot of other podcasts that we listen to. And I just wanted to say hello to the Scarborough Dude. At Dixon Jane's, Mark and Bob at Canadian Podcast Buffet, Ross and Karen at Z and Z, Cat Bob and Simon at the Catfish Show, and of course Todd Maffin at Todd Bits. And those are some people that we like to listen to.
I'm sorry I cut you off. Usually I make the list and I can read it, but tonight I'm completely off base because I don't know, I can't read your writing.
Great.
So
I blew it.
So you blew it, Delaney.
Man.
Okay, are we saying goodbye now?
Yeah, we should listen to that audio comment now.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll leave you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Heather and Dave, hi. My name is CJ. I'm a new listener to the Two Boobs and a Baby podcast, and I've really enjoyed it so far. And congratulations on your good news. I wanted to let you know that I also have a 5-month-old boy. His name is Fletcher. He was born on November 3rd, so he's about a week after your little guy. So that's very cool. We should have a podcast play date. And I just wanted to let you know we're out here listening and that you guys are doing a great job. And we are also online with the Love, Long, and Prosper podcast, where we talk about our kids and other things. But mostly I just wanted to say hi, and thanks for being out there, because we need more people that are happy about being parents and having kids, and I love it, and I can't wait to hear what goes on through your pregnancy. So congratulations again, and take care. Bye-bye.
How are you? Greetings from Tom of the Shane and Tom's Squeeze Box podcast from Windsor, Ontario. I'm calling in response to your concern for a name for your show now that there's a second on the way. I spent about a minute and a half thinking about these, and so I don't know how good or how bad they are, or how good they are because they're bad. So here are my suggestions. There are 4. Two Boobs and New Babies. I like it because, you know, it sticks with the rough amount of syllables as the previous show. Now to stick to something more anatomical, Two Boobs and Two Mouths. Makes sense. Third one, Two Boobs, a Baby, and a Maybe. That just, you know, lots of extra on the end there, but oh so cute until the child is born, and then maybe you want to name it Two Boobs and Oh Baby, because now your hands are going to be full times two. Anyway, I just wanted to say, aside from that I like your show quite a bit. My wife and I are looking to have children before too long. We're, in fact, moving into a new house June 1st, which means it's grown-up time. And, well, I'm interested in what you guys are going to be able to teach me, or at least warn me about through your podcast. So keep up the great work. Congratulations on the soon-to-be other child, and congratulations on getting on the podcast network. Take it easy. Listening.